Good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM and Free FM 89.0. And it's a beautiful late May day out there, isn't it, folks? Lovely and warmish and sunny and beautiful all the way down from Onifera, all the way down here, which I came down today. Beautiful blue skies all the way down. So I hope you enjoy yourselves out there. You may also be listening back to the show on podcast on Raglan Radio website or the Free FM podcasting website, or you know, Spotify or something like that. Either way, hope you're enjoying the show, or you might be streaming it live even. Yeah, so anyway, hope it's coming across loud and clear. And we're going to be joined, fingers crossed, by the very busy Fiona Gower pretty shortly, actually. But what I'll do before then, I will try to, I think I'm going to try and play all Raglan songs today, being New Zealand Music Month and what have you. So here's one from the Shrugs called Aramoana. Folks, that was the Shrugs there with Aramoana. I hope you enjoyed that one, Raglan band there. And now we're going to do some primary sector headlines here on the Over the Fence show. And Hawke's Bay has been named a great wine capital of the world alongside 11 other global heavyweights such as Bordeaux, Verona and Napa Valley. It was a welcome boost to the industry as it recovers from Cyclone Gabrielle. And this accolade takes into account the quality of the wine and the experience on offer to visitors. Of Hawke's Bay, this includes its Arts Deco heritage, long vineyard lunches and cellar door bike tours, and the region sees $622 million from tourism every year. and Hawke's Bay wine chairperson Sally Duncan said it had got some of the best wine growing soils and climates in the country, producing more than 40,000 tonnes far out of grapes a year with more than 200 vineyards. There's 125 wine producers and more than 30 cellar doors. So, yeah, good on you, Hawke's Bay. I know you're still doing it tough down there, and we're still all thinking of you for sure around the country and as you slowly get it all back together down there after the cyclone. And seafood company Sanford's half-year profit have nearly doubled through labour shortages and cost pressures have kept the company below its pre-COVID profit levels. Sanford Chief Executive Peter Wright said the company's profits have been heavily impacted by the pandemic, but its balance sheet was improving. We've seen very encouraging growth in global sales, he said. And there is strong demand across the board, and this ranges from our highly valued scampi and salmon to more everyday products such as hoki and squid. We've seen record pricing in the period for all these species and more, he says. So it's a good news story there for Sanford. And the ratio of sheep to people in Aotearoa has dropped below 5 to 1 for the first time since the 1850s. Yes. Stats NZ's new agriculture production census for 2022 reveals the national flock dropped 2% on the year before to 25.3 million sheep in June last year. The five-yearly survey of farming production and practices came under fire by farmer lobby group Groundswell. And Groundswell urged those in the industry not to fill out the survey because it disagreed with the tool Stats NZ used to measure agricultural emissions. But Stats NZ General Manager Economic and Environment Insights Jason Atwell, said more than 42,000 farmers, growers and foresters took part, a response rate of around about 73%. So, interesting all that, but not as interesting as, 5 to 1 dropped from a ratio of sheep to people since 1850s, a long time ago now. And we'll finish up with this one for the primary sector headlines. The Mānuka honey industry has been dealt another blow as it's lost its bid to trademark the term Mānuka honey in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Backed by wider honey industry and government, the Mānuka Honey Appellation Society had been working to protect the term so that only honey from New Zealand can be called Mānuka since 2015. It argues Mānuka is a Māori word and a distinctive product of New Zealand. But the Australian Mānuka Honey Association has been appealing the effort in multiple markets, saying honey produced there can also be called Mānuka. And in a just-released decision, the Intellectual Property Office of New Zealand found the Society's certification mark bid did not meet necessary requirements. And this case represents a trans-Tasman tussle of extraordinary proportions over trademark rights for Mānuka honey, one of the most complex and long-running proceedings to have come before the Intellectual Property Office of New Zealand, the ruling said. So, yeah, that is a blow. But, you know, it's not the end of the world for the Mānuka honey association there. Still a mighty fine product. And to be honest, I haven't actually eaten Australian so-called Mānuka honey. So, yeah, I don't know what that's like. But, yep, you'll be right. I'm sure you will, the New Zealand Appellation Society. All right, we'll leave the headlines for there now, and I'm going to play another Raglan song here. It's tied up the station, and a good bloke too, John Joe Wilson, with the song Retrograde. Let it go.
dance in the darkness. So just sit with your emptiness and let it go.
Joe Wilson's song, Retrograde there, and now I'm going to play for you Chris Thompson, Where Is My Wild Rose, and all going well, we'll be back straight after that with our guest for today, Fiona Gower.
Through the hazel wood.
All right, folks, that was Chris Thompson there, Where Is My Wild Rose, which I think has started to play itself again, hasn't it? But we'll stop that there. And we are joined on the line now by today's guest, Fiona Gower. How are you going, Fiona?
Yeah, great, thank you. Lovely to catch up with you.
Yes, indeed. And thank you very much for coming on the show. I know you're super, super busy and really appreciate your time today, coming here for the interview on Raglan Community Radio and Free FM.
Yeah, not a problem. Happy to come and catch up with you and everybody. So nice to talk.
Yes. And you were just saying before that you're working up at Orney Federal Area School today.
Yes, I am. I've taken on a part-time role doing the careers and the gateway for Orney Federal Area School, which is something a little bit different for me, and I'm really enjoying being out of the weather over the last little while.
Yes,
it's been quite nice being inside.
Yeah, all right. And yes, you've been out in the weather. I mean, man, you've got such a you've been involved with a lot of organisations in the rural sector, Fiona, and you know, Rural Women's New Zealand. I mean, how long have you been associated with them? And because you were the chair there for quite some time, weren't you?
Yes, well, I mean, Rural Women New Zealand has been around for nearly 100 years. And so I'm third generation. I grew up with it with my mother and everybody like that. So I rejoined probably about 18 years ago when I had young children and I couldn't work. I needed something to use my brain. So I rejoined with Rural New Zealand and certainly has kept my brain active over the years, being involved in much of the policy work and a lot of charitable work and things like that. And yeah, I was national president for, which was an absolutely amazing experience, but nice to get a little bit closer to home these days, which based in the Waikato and working with the Waikato team, along with other groups like the Royal Support Trust and things like that, just to keep my head going.
All right. Yeah. And yeah, the Rural Support Trust, you know, you've been involved with them as well for a long period of time as well, haven't you?
Yeah, yep. did some work for them, but I also worked very collaboratively with their team in the Waikato, putting on events. You know, lately with the weather events that we've had, whether it's especially the floods and the cyclones and before the other droughts and things like that, we do a lot of work with them with Rural New Zealand to support those who have been through a bit of a tough time, not just weather-wise, but it could be financially or health-wise or anything like that. So it's great to be able to support another organisation to, you know, support our people out there in the rural sector.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I was trying to think the other day, is it three or four people actually on the ground running around for the Rural Support Trust in the Waikato? It's not many, is it? Hello?
Hello?
Yep, there you are. Hang up. You're breaking up a bit there, Fiona. I can't seem to hear at the moment for some reason.
Oh. Okay.
There we go. There you go. There you are. Yep.
The joys of rural connectivity.
Yes. It's another thing that needs work for sure. Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, no, it's as I say, there's quite a few facilitators in the Waikato that if somebody's in need, we can get help pretty quickly through somebody. So just a matter of ringing the 0800 number to the rural support and they will get somebody out there to help. So it's
a
really great service.
Yeah, it really is. And again, that one's been around for a while, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. You know, it started off in adverse events back in the 2000s, I gather, and it's just grown from there to be not just about floods and droughts, but also about helping with financial crisis or health crisis or anything like that. So yeah, they do a great job, and it's great for rural women in New Zealand, you know, and the likes of Federated Farmers and Young Farmers to all work together with the trust to help out those in need in their rural communities, because it seems to be happening quite a bit lately, especially with the weather.
Absolutely, yeah, and you know, but and they're saying it's probably going to be more and more sort of extreme events, you know.
So yeah, I know up here where there's been a lot of stress with especially over Gabriel and the anniversary weekend floods hammered a lot of up here like it would have done around Raglan. So making sure that our people are okay. So we've been fortunate enough. Rural Women New Zealand ran an event a few weekends ago down in Taupo, and we managed to get 7 people fully funded to come on the trip with us to get away from the floods and to get away from the water and all the stresses on farm and have a weekend with us, which is fabulous.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And I know, just down the road from you, because I was driving past when I was doing the census, Mahi, up around there, That road was out for, how long? A long time in between Port Waikato and Waikato there?
Yes, it was. So the bit that is, it was probably about 500 metres south of Port Waikato, was out for a month. So instead of us going half an hour into school or anything like that, it ended up being an hour around gravel roads or an hour and a half around the field roads. So there was a fair bit of angst for a lot of families up there at the time, a lot of travelling, a lot of things happening. So, yeah, we were without access for quite a while. But you make do, but we were very pleased when they fixed it. It was 50 metres of road gone. It's quite impressive to see it for the first time.
Yeah, I did see some pictures of it. Yeah, and it's impressive, all right. Just completely, like you say, gone.
Gone. And of course, it took our phone line with us as well with it. So right, yeah. For we were without phone and internet because we were still on copper where we were for about 3 weeks or a month as well before they could fix that. So, yeah, we were pretty isolated for a while, but it was a bit like being in lockdown all over again because nobody was coming past.
I suppose what are you doing that? You catch up with your neighbours, right? Make sure everyone's all right. Situation like that, I guess, don't you? Yeah.
Yes, you do. And that's what I guess this is the joys of living in rural communities, is that we do what we call our neighbours may live 15, 20 k's down the road, but we consider them our neighbours. So, yeah, we are calling in because of the road being broken and mail couldn't come through, so it was being left at Nekau Cafe. So it was a really good excuse to call into the cafe, have a coffee, pick up the mail and deliver it down the road to our neighbours. So it was very social like that way as well.
So
there was a lot of what we called, that Pollyanna glad game being played. I'm glad this has happened because it means I'm seeing my neighbours and bits and pieces. So, yeah, things like that. We just had to make it work.
Yeah, and there's really not much that's all good or all bad, right? There's good and bad in all things, and, that's a good thing out of that, right? Yeah.
Yes, you have to look for the good in all opportunities because it's a long time being sad if you don't.
Yes,
make the most of every opportunity.
Absolutely. And and you're involved lately with adverse events. Now tell us about this.
So rural New Zealand has what?
Oh, you're gone again, Fiona.
Have I tried that?
There you are. Yep.
Okay. So what the adverse events fund is rural New Zealand has a community fund set aside for times like this and adverse events for people that are in need. So it's often like for putting on a community event or people have lost things that can't be covered by insurance. There is an opportunity to apply for funding to help run events or to help people, just get a little bit of help somewhere along the line. So that's through the Rural Women New Zealand website.
That's great.
You can apply online and, it's up to $1,000 to help with each nomination if it happens.
Okay, and what are some examples of some funding that might go out?
Okay, so we, as I say, we applied for some funding to get a couple of ladies to come to our Triple F weekend in Taupo. So we've got money for that. We've given some money to local events to put on things at the community hall, and things like that. So dinners. Just trying to think what else, and putting some money into getting some goodie bags together for people that are in need. So food and nice things. So there's a whole lot of things that money can be used for. It's not just for one thing. There's a lot of uses it can be applied for. So
fantastic.
So if there's a group that have suffered through the flooding and they apply, they can actually get something to maybe put on a barbecue or get away for something just to make them feel better, I guess, is the thing at the moment. It's all about that well-being for people.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, it's not just rural folks either. Right? Yeah, the mental health sort of, there's a lot of it going on at the moment, throughout the country, really,
Absolutely. Yeah. And, a lot of people think rural is just about the farmers, but it's not. It's, it's the farmers and their families and their workers. It's also those that are working in the rural sector, so in the service sector, that are really struggling as well. And many of them do live out rurally, and whether you've got a small block or whether you've got a large block, you can all get affected by these events. So it's making sure that everybody is okay and checking on our neighbours and making sure that they are okay, and if they're not, there's plenty of help out there that we can that they can get, which is really important that they know where to go. And often the first thing is reach out to the Rural Support Trust, or is it the 1737 number? That there's always somebody there that you can connect with to support somebody. But yeah, really important we look after our neighbours.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Need to Talk is 1737. Rural Support Trust number is 0800 787 254. And the Rural Woman is 0800 256 467. I'll read them out again but later in the show, folks. But yeah,
That would be great. Thank you.
Really important to do that, you know.
Mm. Yeah, we're out there to help. You know, all these organisations are there to support those in need in our rural sector because, it's pretty tough with everything that's going on. So we need to stay strong and stay together.
Absolutely. And I guess the thing is with that, right, especially I think rurally, it's people seem to think, oh, well, there's probably 10,000 other people worse off than me, so I'm not going to bother, ringing them up because, you know, there's obviously worse people out there than me, kind of. That's the mentality and the mindset.
It is, and we get that a lot. Like, I've been working with some families and some women and giving them opportunities to think, but there's somebody else that's way worse off than me, and I'm going, no, that doesn't matter. This is what we're offering, and it's not charity. It's one way that we can show that we care.
Yeah.
And it's the way we're selling that, yes, there's a lot of deserving people out there. Don't turn it down. Just say thank you for the help. Yes, there are other people out there, but if you get offered something, please say thank you and accept it, because we wouldn't be offering unless we thought that you could really do with it and really appreciate it.
It's really important to take
that on the chin. New Zealanders are really good at saying, oh, look, it's worse off than me. I don't need that. Actually, just take it and take that opportunity and just say thank you. Be gracious.
Yeah, quite right. And, you know, it's not a stigma thing with that, is it, you know?
No. It's our way of showing that we care and that we're making sure that everybody's okay. And that's why we do it. It's not charity at all. It's actually just caring.
Yeah, and I don't know, it's a tricky one because, I guess a decade or two ago, right, it was always, you know, every Saturday you go up to the rugby club or something like that and, you know, most people would be out there, but that doesn't really happen much anymore. And I've heard a few good ideas about how to get communities involved with, you know, like once a month catching up for like a potluck dinner or something like that at the local town hall and things like that. So there are things that can happen to, connect people, aren't there?
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of little catchment groups that are popping up all around the country. That's a really great way to get out. Yeah, as I say, that social side of it, you know, the good old days of, you know, drinks on a Friday night or, you know, the local pub or something, with the drink driving, it's like you can't do that anymore. So people don't go out possibly like that anymore. They're so involved in so many other things that they don't. So it's really important that you do take the chance if there is get together, go and have some fun. And that's often what I say to people, if you have a get together, look who's there, and then you think about who's not there, because they're the ones that are probably the ones that need help because they're just not feeling like going out. So that's often what we say, check out who's not there, and they're the ones to follow up.
That's great advice. Mm. I mean, yeah. Mm. I know, like, Surfing Farmers down here in Raglan was a massive success, and, there's people even from way up where you are, and Waikaratu came all the way down here to attend that every week. So it's just little things like that, isn't it, you know? I mean, you must have seen a few other good examples of that sort of thing, you know, in your travels around?
Oh, absolutely. You know, often, there'll be like the Rural Support Trust or somebody will put on a barbecue at the local hall. Yeah, just go, whether you know people or not, it's a great way to meet people. Any excuse to just get off and go and have a sausage and a cuppa or a beer or something and just catch up with people. There are lots of opportunities to do that. We just have to look outside and do that. You know, it's online meetings are fantastic, but there's nothing like face-to-face. Mm. To actually bring people out. So the more we can do that, the better. And it's often those ones that feel as though they don't want to go anywhere that we watch out for. So, I encourage everybody to get off farm when they can, at least once a week, and go and do something different just to blow the fresh air and get the cobwebs out.
Yeah. It's very, very important that, just to get away from it for a while and then, think about different things, go see some different sites or something, you know, meet some different people or something like that, you know?
Take the time. Yep. Smell the roses.
And what's some on-farm things you can think of that are supportive of mental health that you could do with yourself?
Yeah, well, I think it's all about every morning you wake up and go, okay, and we do this, and it sounds a bit weird, but think of three things to be really grateful for the day going, thank goodness it's not, I'm really grateful it's not raining today because I can means I don't have to do this. You know, I'm really grateful that I can get out of bed because it means that my body isn't too achy and sore and I've got, you know, you just look for the good in things, yeah, if you can. And just take 10 minutes out during the day just to have a bit of a breather if you can't actually get off farm. And just go and sit and have a coffee somewhere and, you know, look at the view. And just take 10 minutes out, you know, or think of some really good things just to be grateful for, and it actually helps. And everywhere, I know farmers are really busy, and I think they're physical. Sometimes a 10-minute walk just up and down the road or somewhere just to make your mind go blank is actually great for your well-being as well.
Yeah, quite right, yeah. Yeah.
Except I find when I walk, that's when my thinking process starts, and it's not always great.
Yeah, yeah. There's ways and ways, but
But that's all right. That's when you get your best ideas sometimes, is when you're out walking and trying to turn off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. Quite right, yeah. Just allowing yourself, you know, that internal space, isn't it? Just for a few minutes a day doesn't take much. And gratitude, like you say, it's a massive part as well, isn't it?
You know? Absolutely. Yeah. And always, you know, be thankful to people, you know, or things. Just take that time out. That's really important.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Quite so. Oh, well, that's a great fund. Yeah, I hadn't actually heard of that until you informed me about the adverse event thing from Rural Woman. It's a great initiative. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a really, as I say, we've given funding out, you know, especially recently through the Hawke's Bay and through the North Waikato and Bay of Plenty, just so that people can get together and have a bit of a break and if they, yeah, just to have time out. It works. And, you know, it started with the earthquakes, Christchurch earthquake, and then Kaikoura. We really started ramping it up there, and we've just carried on because these events just seem to be keeping happening.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, they do, don't they? Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, well, I don't think that's going to change, unfortunately. So, yeah, we've just
no.
got to be...
That's all good.
Yeah.
That's all we do. So.
Yeah,
right on. It keeps us busy.
Mm. It's all about, you know, I know everyone's just saying it now, resilience, right? Resilience this, resilience that. But, you know, there is a part of that for sure in there, isn't there?
Mm. You have to. And it's one of those, you know, one of those, I guess, really almost overused words, but it's like, what is resilience? What does it mean to us? Everything is different. You know, everybody has a different idea of it. And it's actually just keeping yourself well, I think is a big thing, that we actually have to look after ourselves first, because often if we don't look after ourselves, who's going to be looking after everything else? And especially I say that for the woman, because we're often the ones that are holding everything together, and it's really important that you are resilient and that you can be strong or take time out and go, actually, I need help. And I think it's really, really important that we recognise that it's okay to ask for help when you need it. Yeah, just making sure. And I think being okay with change is another thing that we actually have to work on and go, how can I accept change? I know it's challenging, but we have to do it. And it's all a process of going, how do we do that? And making sure that we can cope with change.
Yeah. Yeah, quite right.
It's big because there's a lot of changes going on in the world and it's going faster and faster. So I think, yeah, just having some mechanisms around that is really important.
Yeah, quite right. Yeah, yeah, we're ready for change and just getting ready for whatever's coming, right? And like you say, yeah, asking for help, that's a big, big one, isn't
it? And we're really bad at it,
yeah.
Because we've always been, you know, that stiff upper lip, you know, I'm fine, I can do this. But actually, when you reach out for help, they always talk about a problem shared is a problem halved. So often when we think can't see our way out of it, if somebody comes, you talk to somebody, they can actually support you through making some changes or helping you get over something. So really important that we do ask for help when we need it, not after the fact.
Yeah. No, great advice yet again, Fiona. I like that. Yep.
I've just got to remember to use it myself.
Yeah, it's easily forgotten, these things, aren't they? You know. Simple as that, really. Yeah, just and it's self awareness, isn't it? You know, just watch yourself, and you know, I'm not really enjoying anything anymore, or what I used to enjoy, I'm not anymore. Just being aware of yourself like that, isn't it? You know.
Absolutely, and there are times you go, actually, today I don't feel okay. It's okay to have days like that. Go, actually, I just want to curl up in my duvet and read a book. That's fine, but only one day. And then you've got to get up again. You know, it's all right occasionally to have a little bit of a, I feel sorry, but then you've just got to pick yourself up and keep on going.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to make it a habit. But, yeah, we all know, we all have blues, but it's working out when you have a tough time, how do I recover from that? How do I deal with that? And that's showing that you're okay is by how well you deal with issues. And we all have them. Big and small, so.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah. It's a part of the human condition, right? You have days like that. Yeah.
Mm. Absolutely. And we all look at it, like everybody's got something in their lives that isn't great. So we just have to remember that. And, as I say, it's how you deal with the issues is the way forward. Because some people deal better than others and get over it. And you just move on the best you can with support.
Mm. And I think self-judgment's another big thing in there as well, trying to be non-judgmental with yourself is, again, a very tricky one.
Mm. It is, because we're all very good, aren't we? We talk about the imposter syndrome that go, oh, I don't know why they want me here and I'm not the right person for this job. And it's always talk about that imposter syndrome that we get that little voice in the head going, no, I'm not the right person or they won't like me or whatever. We have to learn to turn that critic off in our head and listen to the coach going, actually, what's the worst thing that can happen if I try this? Yeah. What's the best thing that can happen? Just turn that little voice off in head going that I'm not worthy is really, really important for everybody as well. Hard to do. But really, really just don't listen to that critic in your head. Listen to the coach in your head saying, why can't I? Is really, really good advice that I've taken on board.
Yeah, nice. Another great little pearl of wisdom like that, Fiona. Yeah. Mm. All right. And, okay, so you're busy up at the school and you're doing the adverse events. What else are you involved with at the moment, Fiona?
Just having a bit of time out, actually. Really, so I'm quite involved in the rally world. Part of the Pukekai Car Club Committee, looking at having a few fun events with that.
We
have a great little scout group at Waikaratu. Mm-hmm. They're a great little group, so still doing a bit of that. And thankfully it's the end of life-saving season, so I can have a bit of a breather until we start up again in October. So there's always plenty to do in our world. Yes. But it's just a matter of me going, I need to slow things down for myself. And I've learned that as a lesson. Learning to say no is a huge one, and actually start shedding a few things so that I can have some time for me is really, really important.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I don't know, on behalf of the community, thanks very much for all you've done, over the years. And,
we do it for a reason. We do it because, always say, why do you do this? And it's actually to make a difference. It's not all about it for me. It's actually seeing the difference you can make for other people is the why we do this, I think. And we get a lot of kicks out of doing that and seeing that support. So, we'll keep on doing it and keep on building people and supporting people the best we can because we get so much out of it.
Yeah, quite right. Anyway, Billy, get back to what you're doing. You've got one last little pearl to drop for us, Fiona, before we let you go.
Oh, crikey. I think I've just about run them out. But, I often look at, because I've done a little leadership training and help people, and I always think about what is a good leader. And, the quote that always comes to me is, it's like leadership is not about your title. It's all about your attitude. And, if you can make a difference and help somebody out and make them a better person and do more and achieve more, that's a leader. It's not all about that title. It's all about your attitude. And I think anyone can lead from wherever. It doesn't have to be from the front. Leading side by side is really, really important as well.
That's great. People. That's awesome. Thanks very much, Fiona. And the Rural Support Trust number, yet again, folks, is 0800 787 254. Rural Woman is 0800 256 467, and Need to Talk is 1737. And there's a few other lines like that, but don't be shy. I guess is the if you feel like need to do it, right? Yeah, reach out. Okay. Well, that's great. Thanks very much for your time, Fiona. I know you're super busy, and really, really appreciate it. And go well.
Totally my pleasure. I will safe travelling back home tonight.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Right. A beautiful day for it too. Yeah.
It is a beautiful day. Should be out there being grateful that's not raining.
Absolutely. Awesome. All right. Thanks very much, Fiona. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Ta-da. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, folks, that was Fiona Gower there. So what an incredible woman she is. And, Those numbers, yet again, I'll rip them out once more time. Is the Rural Support Trust number is 0800 787 254. Rural Woman is 0800 256 467. I actually should put these up on the brand new Facebook page that the show has too, folks. I'll talk about that in a bit. And there's Dairy Women's Network as well, 0800 396 748. And yeah, need to talk 1737. And Depression Helpline 0800 111 757 again. So yeah, there's a lot of help out there, folks. So if you're not feeling like Fiona was saying, if you find yourself in bed for a few days in a row, it's time to ring someone up. Reach out. So yeah. And thanks again, Fiona, for that one. And now I'm going to play. I'll come back with the weather. What have we got? About a quarter of an hour to go. So yeah, I'll do some weather after this one. Another Raglan song by Fortunes called Karioi.
I was a little kid, born from acid trip, a little space cadet with a shaven head. Skitter clippers around my ears, wore a crystal around my neck. Bethstone amethyst, age Aquarius. Pocahontas colors off the rim, my mantra sung it with a voice of mountains. High notes, mountain by a village, t-shirt as a dress. When I'm at the neck, had a lyric in my head and a rhythm in my step. Felt it from my chest. Widest dreams I've dreamt. A lady held my face and said, keep on top of it. I know you can't go wrong. The high notes, mountain top of it, you got it, I know you can't go wrong. It's a long way, but when you get there, I know that you have it all.
She held my face and she sang to me.
Believe me.
All right, folks, that was Fortunes there with Karioi. I hope you enjoyed that one. And we'll have a quick look at the weather now. And a ridge of high pressure moves in behind a weak cold front moving northward over the upper South Island this morning, then onto the lower North Island before midday. But it's a beautiful day out there, and Whanganoa here today. And yes, enjoy it, folks, while it's here. And Waikato Bay are plenty. It's going to be sunny after any morning cloud clears. And then Auckland northwards as showers moving in off the Tassie, mainly in the west with fresh south westerlies, and showers gradually clear away to the north from this afternoon as the airflow tends to the south. Down south here, that's nice and clear. There's a little bit of rain over the East Cape and down kind of sort of down Taranaki kind of ways as well. There's a little bit of rain here and there and a little bit up north, but yeah, not heaps today. And what can we expect for the rest of the week here in Whangaroa Raglan in the Waikato? 18 degrees today, 17 will be the highs tomorrow Friday, then 18 and 19 kind of for the rest of the week. And nighttime, expect about 9 degrees tonight, followed by 6 degrees on Thursday. Then 9 degrees again Friday, then somewhere between 13 and 15 for the rest of the week as the cloud comes in. But yeah, it's going to be beautiful like it is today, tomorrow, and then getting a little cloudy Friday, pretty cloudy Saturday, and then maybe some showers Sunday, and maybe even some thunder and things like that on Monday. And then it's just going to go back to a few showers and that for the rest of the week. And the winds, southerlies today, south-south-easterlies tomorrow, nor-easterlies on Friday, east-nor-easterlies over the weekend, then moving nor-easterly again, then northerlies on Tuesday, then westerlies into next week. So there's that. Humidity today is 76%. And what else can I bring you? The sun rose this morning at 7:21 a.m. and will set at 5:15 p.m. this evening. And the length of visible light is 10 hours and 50 minutes. The actual day length is 9 hours and 53 minutes. Yeah, pretty short day, all right. And tomorrow will be 1 minute and 22 seconds shorter again than it is today. And the beautiful moon, I saw it, yeah, I think it was last night, pretty low in the sky, and that will rise at 11:28 a.m. and set at 8:45 p.m. It's waxing crescent at the moment, about a quarter illuminated. So there's some weather for you. And yeah, I better mention, we're running out of time for the show now, Prince Harry will be in for Raglan Community Radio fans, no doubt, soon. So, yes, sir, the show now has a Facebook page at long last. and it's called Over the Fence Podcast. So, yep. And big thank you to Maki, especially in Aaron, for helping out to make it look all nice and pretty and things like that. So, yeah, I guess the intention is with it to make it a bit of a community for, you know, folks to go and, you know, share things and ideas and whatever on there. So, but it's a work in progress, and, yeah, as time goes by, it'll, we'll pick it up and change it around, and it'll be great. So, just thought I'd bring you that one. Let's go check the one out. Over the Fence Podcast. All right. That's a lot of talking I've just done. So there's weather, and I'm going to play, I'm not going to play any more Raglan songs now because I want to play this one. And it's Chop Me in Half, which to me, yeah, great lyrics. If you're a lyrics fan, you'll love the lyrics of this, and it's kind of, it does relate to mental health, to my mind, in a cool and lyrical way. So here's Dave Coogle on the Heavy Hats, Chop Me in Half.
Ooh.
right, folks. There we are. That was David Kilgore and the Heavy Eights there with Chop Me in Half. Hope you enjoyed that one. And that's pretty much it for the show from me today. So, can't get there. Have a good one. Have a great week. Enjoy the sunshine while I see you over the next few days. And I'll be back again next week. All going well. Take care, folks. Can't get there. Bye.